Explosions rock the outskirts of Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, as the Russian bombardments of the Ukraine capital escalates.
The shelling, the explosions, they have continued all night. They are continuing now. We can hear them off in the distance. It does appear as if Vladimir Putin's offensive on this city has started. It isn't in the center of the city yet. It's very much concentrated on the north, the northwest, and the east. People in the city waiting and bracing for what they consider an inevitable assault.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. The U.S. and the group of seven nations moving to remove most favored nation trade status from Russia. That'll increase import tariffs on Russian goods, and President Biden adding to the ban on Russian oil.
Banning imports of goods from several signature sectors of the Russian economy, including seafoods, vodka, and diamonds. And we're going to continue to squeeze Putin.
Simultaneously, the president trying to blame the Russian leader for record high gas prices in the U.S.
Democrats didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
The president addressing a Democratic congressional retreat in Philadelphia, claiming canceling the Keystone oil pipeline and certain oil and gas drilling leases didn't cause gas prices to rise. The president's critics, including Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, disagree.
It's just a flat-out lie. Listen, gas prices had increased nearly 50% under Joe Biden before Putin invaded Ukraine.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has released its annual report for the last fiscal year, showing that arrests and deportations have dropped sharply with the Biden administration's narrowed priorities for immigration enforcement. About 59,000 non-citizens were deported in fiscal year 2021. That's about one-third of the number removed from the country in the final year of the Trump administration. It'll cost more to hail an Uber or to get them to fetch your dinner. Uber adding a fuel surcharge of up to 55 cents starting Wednesday to help drivers offset record costs to fill up their tanks. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Daylight saving time begins Sunday morning for many a harbinger of spring, but Mother Nature will be reminding much of the country in the days ahead. That's still her call.
You've got this Arctic area of high pressure, big dip in the jet stream. This is cold, dense air, and it's sinking down from Canada, and it does a really good job of that. Very cold air that makes it all the way down to the southeast. A lot of folks probably thought that they were clear with the last of this. Not quite yet. Temperatures running 10 to as much as 20 degrees below average for this time of the year.
That's meteorologist Ian Oliver of Fox Weather. Winter storm warnings now stretch from eastern Mississippi to the tip of Maine. Parts of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia being told to keep an eye out for possible tornadoes overnight. A federal judge has ordered the state of Texas not to enforce an order from the governor that would allow the parents of transgender youth to be investigated for possible child abuse for so-called gender-confirming treatments. While the new abortion law in Texas survives another court challenge.
The all-Republican Texas Supreme Court has ruled that the state's abortion law, the nation's toughest, will remain in place, ending what little path forward abortion providers had been given by the Supreme Court. While Texas abortion clinics say they're not dropping the lawsuit, they expect it will be dismissed in the coming weeks or months. Texas law bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy, often before someone knows if they're pregnant or not, and it makes no exceptions in cases of rape or incest. It's likely to embolden other Republican-controlled states like Oklahoma, where the GOP-controlled state Senate approved several anti-abortion measures this week, including a Texas-style ban. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You may remember the body cam video from last spring, a Columbus, Ohio police officer shooting a 16-year-old girl to stop her from stabbing another girl. An Ohio grand jury has decided the officer's use of deadly force in the case was justified. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.